episode. It's a filler filler 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 episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Ben?
It's me, guys. I'm here. The office. Pam.
Just kidding. Ben's not here. Sad music.
Ah, rats.
So sad. So sad. But it's okay. Because tonight, we do have a filler for you. But this one is fun. This, like all the other ones are terrible.
Yeah.
This one is going to be fun.
Every other one we've done is just garbage. This is going to be our new standard.
I know.
According to Chess.
That's it is my exact verbatim. I said that off air. I'm very excited for this one because it's different. So this is what happens, folks. I've probably said this before, but we'll be recording. Something will happen. And we'll end up with some extra airtime. I typically just stay up later. Ben has a more early schedule, so he might go to bed. Colb is an hour behind us. So occasionally we got some extra airtime to do some extra recording. And that happened tonight. And so we had scheduled an idea that you'll have to give us some, you know, bear with us, give us some grace. This is our first time trying this out. If it goes well, we might do it with another show. It'll be a two-parter. So just giving you upfront knowledge, this is a two-part episode. This is just part one, and it's going to be a prediction episode. We are going to play a game of sorts where we watch three episodes of a show. Depends on how long the show is. This is a 12-episode show, so we're watching three episodes.
25% of a show.
There you go. 25% of a show. So 12 episodes, that's three episodes, and that's it. That's all we get. We can read the summary if we want to, but usually those are just really small. I'm actually going to read you part of a summary as well. But this show that we've chosen is called Hakata Tonkotsu Ramens. And it is about a city that is just has a thriving underbelly. So although the city of Fukuoka might look relatively peaceful at first glance, it actually houses a thriving mixture of dangerous individuals such as killers, detectives, and professional revenge seekers right beneath its surface. Among their number is Zinji
Banba,
a laid-back and observant detective who is investigating the work of other hitmen companies in the area. However, Banba might not be the only one with a bone to pick with these organizations, as Lin, a cross-dressing male hitman in the employ of one such company, begins getting fed up with his lack of jobs and pay. One day, after Lin's current target commits suicide before the hitman can reach him, his company refuses to pay him even half the amount they were originally supposed to for the assassination. Frustrated, Lin requests another mission and is offered the job to taking out Banba, who has been snooping around, whom his organization believes has been interfering with their business. So I shouldn't have given an aside. It's right there. However, when Banba arrives at his home and finds the hitman inside, Lin surprisingly doesn't even attempt to kill him. Instead, he offers the detective another job to join him and form a team. With the offer on the table, exactly how will Banba respond, and just what plans does Lin have in store for the underground world of Fukuoka? So that's kind of a synopsis. If you were to basically watch episode one, that's basically episode one right there. So we watched two episodes past that, and we're supposed to glean things as much as possible. We didn't actually expressly talk about this, but I took it to mean that the intro was on the table as well, because that does give tells.
It was.
So good. I did use the intro. As part of my investigation, the outro is not as much of a tell giver, but the intro
doesn't give you much.
Giveaway, so, yep. The intro was very good. The outro is actually pretty catchy too, but I enjoyed both. But very interesting experiment. I remember we watched two episodes, and I think you texted me, and you're like, "Is two enough? do we need to do three? And I was like, yes, we need to watch three. Two was not adequate, I think, for what we were trying to do. So I'm glad we watched three.
Yeah. I agree. Also, with all of that.
Yeah. Well, before we get into some predictions, I actually am just curious, what do you think of the show?
You know what? I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting dynamic. It's got that feel that a lot of 12 to 13 episode animes have, where there's a whole bunch of characters and all of their storylines feed off of each other or converge or they all end up in the same spot at the end. You know, an example of this was Odd Taxi. That is a very similar thing. Not necessarily the Hitman part, but how all these storylines, they kind of intertwine a little bit, at least. Another one is Durara. Chess, you haven't seen that, but Ben and I watched that one a while ago. Same thing. It's about a bunch of a huge cast, and they're all their stories kind of combined at the end. So I have a feeling that this is going to be the same way.
It's a pretty common trope where you start following various characters, and you just know there's only 12 episodes in this show. They're going to all meet at some point in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. It happens pretty quickly in this show, so we should cover a little bit of what's happened. You're way better at this. What would you say from episodes 2 and 3 are some major plot points that our audience should know and that we should keep in mind when making our predictions?
Okay, so it seems like Banba and Lin are going to be our main storyline. Would you agree with that? Yep.
Okay, I would definitely agree.
So since Lin's boss man is not paying up, he's gone rogue and he's helping, or he's protecting Banba. But because of this, well, actually, let's go back a little bit. Banba pays him a lot of money for information, where so now Lin doesn't have to be a hitman anymore. So he basically tells his old mob boss, hey, whatever, I'm out, bro. I got my money. And then something horrible happens because of that decision, and we'll get into that. What's that?
I was going to say, you could stay on air if you wanted to.
Yeah, I will. It happened within the three episodes. So there are some other storylines. One is about the mayor and his election race. Is he already mayor, or is he trying to be mayor?
He's mayor. He's getting reelected, but his son is like not just a delinquent, like is a full on criminal.
Yes.
Psychopath criminal.
To the point of bringing ladies back to his house to murder them and most likely do other terrible things to them.
All off camera.
Right.
All off
camera. So the mayor and his family, they've got their little bodyguard group. So that's one group. There's a whole nother group that calls themselves the Avengers. They're like this little organization that if someone comes to them.
Avengers or Revengers?
Avengers, because Revenge is when you take it yourself. Avenge is when you do it for somebody else. So they're called the Avengers because he says your Avenger will be dispatched soon. So this little group of people, their organization, if someone comes and pays them money, hey, I want you to do what they did to me, they'll go do it. So there's a few characters in there. But anyway, Lin's storyline mixes with the mayor's son because his sister is now one of the victims of this kid. She gets
well. So this kid basically murders some people, some girls, and women. And the mayor's covering it up. And so the mayor's fantastically moral solution is to basically use human trafficking victims to satisfy his terrible son's
appetites. Desires. Yeah.
Yeah. So he gets in with the mob and says, this is a specific mob, by the way. This is Yakuza who have failed out of the Yakuza and have gone to the Chinese mafia is the plot line here. And so this is a very specific gang that is doing international human trafficking. And they basically have a deal with the mayor where they will bring him human trafficking girls. This is a terrible person. Terrible.
I know.
Plot.
Yeah.
Then he does what he does, which is terrible. So one of the girls that he kills is Lynn's sister, who Lynn is literally trying to get out of debt for to go back home and see. All happens in the first three episodes, so it's clearly a major plot point, like major deal.
Right.
Yeah. So actually, it's episode two, right?
We find out of her death in episode two, yeah.
Yeah, like boom, 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 boom. Crazy fast.
Yep. And then, yeah, so those three main parties kind of converge immediately. You know, the mayor is getting trafficked humans from this mob who used to be one of our protagonists' employer, and they also murdered Lynn's sister. So like it's this little triangle here of who supplied Lynn's sister, who killed her, and then Lynn also. So it's this big thing. And Bamba's with Lynn.
Lynn's boss knew that was his sister. Because he calls Lynn. Well, when Lynn calls, he gloats about it. He's like, "Oh, guess you're a little too late." Oh, yeah.
He did it on purpose.
It was a big deal. Big deal.
Right.
Yep.
So there's a lot of other little minor characters, but we can talk about them as we go on.
So we won't get too much into the plot. Suffice to say, Lynn now has reason to team up with Bamba for real. And he does so. And it ends on a cliffhanger. It ends with Lynn being carted off into a trap. We don't have to talk about that yet. We can get into small predictions if we want to. Like what's going to happen next episode.
Nope.
Lynn is definitely not going to die the next episode.
You don't know that.
I mean, based on the intro song, I highly doubt he will die. Okay, cool. Is he going to die the next episode?
Hey, we'll get to that when we talk about our predictions.
Okay. So I'm curious. You've kind of already given it, but what's your overall, like, what's the end game for this show? When you get to the end, what's going to be, like, the last two episodes? What's the whole, like, tying up the bow? What do you feel like? I'm going to see this happen.
Yeah, I'm going to see this happen, or I want to see this happen?
Whatever you think.
Oof. That's a very broad answer. I want to see, since this town is just like a horrible, violent place anyway, I want to see some justice. And by that, I don't mean people being put in prison.
You mean death.
I want to see maybe some, you know, some violence to violent people.
We do not condone.
And that sounds terrible. It sounds terrible, but you know what? If a guy is taking innocent women off the streets or out of homes,
and I'm not very sympathetic for this mob.
No,
boss,
you can't be. Not the mob boss or the mayor's son. Like both.
Oh gosh, the mayor's son. No,
that's what I'm saying. I don't have any sympathy for this kid. And if he gets put in prison, this show is going to be put on like my lower tier, because I don't want him to survive this. So I also feel that, and this is getting into more of my predictions, but a lot of these storylines will just remain open. A lot of characters I think a lot of our characters will remain in the station that they're at right now. There's not going to be a huge arc to them.
Okay.
Mostly minor characters, but I think, yeah.
Like
life will go on as it started.
Like Mushroom Head.
Well, okay. Characters like that, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Side characters.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. For me, I think the end game is going to be a major confrontation between Bamba and Lynn. I do think there's going to be a bigger gang based on the intro.
Okay.
It's pretty clear that I think there's going to be some more alliances. I don't know yet what the details are that's going to tie those storylines together. But for example, in the intro, you see Bamba, Lynn, and the newbie Red Rum guy who gets framed. Like, they're all seem to be on a team. So I think they're going to pick him up at some point. I don't think that he's going to be on the team, but I think that the Avenger Revenger dude that runs the bar is going to be on the team, quote unquote, but he's more of like a assisting from afar. Whereas like the other the newbie assassin dude, I could see him like actually being in the action. But I think that it's going to be a major confrontation between Eyepatch and the bodyguard lady of the mayor, mixed with some of the mob. I think they're going to get really intertwined, and it's going to be like a fight maybe through some of the mob, and the Eyepatch guy and the lady are going to be forced to like defend people that they don't really have any, they don't really want to defend. They're in it for the mayor, but the mayor's, you know, he's in bed with a seedy criminal organization, so he's got to be protected. And it's going to come down to that. And I do think the mayor's son will die before the last two episodes.
I think so, too. I don't think he's the main.
He's not going to be a part of the conflict at the end.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if he died in the next couple episodes.
Okay, so before the half mark,
yeah,
you think the mayor's
son. Or right at half, like before episode six or at six.
Okay. We're definitely going to need to re-listen to this episode after we watch.
I'm assuming by the time we watch the rest of it, I'm assuming by the time we watch the rest of it, this will not have aired. So you're going to have to be the one that writes it all down.
Yeah, you are correct. Actually, I will probably not have aired this. Actually, I definitely won't have aired this yet. So
I didn't think correct. So.
I will listen to this and write them all down.
I have to do less work now.
Homework, phenomenal.
Okay, before we get into more predictions, let's talk about the things that we like. What do you like about the show?
Okay. So I do like the characters. I feel like they're pretty enjoyable. They have and I don't mean that I love all the characters. I like how they've cast the characters. So the villains, I hate them. I hate the villains.
Which is like a good thing for storytelling.
Very great for the plot. Like they are terrible human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not gonna top my like this is the best villain of all time list, but as far as like do I have any sympathy for these people? Zero.
No, they are scumbags.
So I like that. I'm like, okay, clear line of like hate you. And the good guys are technically not even good guys. Like Bamba is, he's a private investigator, but like our main other good guy is an assassin. And he's just in it to kill the people who killed his sister. So, like, I have a lot of sympathy for this dude. It seems like he got into assassination game for a lot of bad reasons, and he's trying to get out of them. But that doesn't make him a good guy. You know what I mean? I like that. I like that it's like, okay, this is a conflicting character. I like a good cast of characters. You've got the informant. You've got the one punch to the face dude who's the revenger. I really like, I'm just rattling off things I like now. I truly like that there's this underworld community and they all have these business cards where if you hold a lighter to them, they reveal the true thing. And they just like at one point, the revenger guy punches Lin in the face to give revenge for Lin punching a dude in the face. And he's like, oh yeah, no. It's not personal. I just punched you. Hey, by the way, here's my card. And like his card is for torture. He's a torturer, but his like upfront card, like for the public, says chiropractor. And I just think those are hilarious. Like like super dumb, but like it's like good dumb. It's like I could actually see this being a thing. Like this is too dumb to not be a thing. And so I like that. It's way more mature than I thought this show was going to be.
What do you mean?
Many fronts. There's more adult themes than I thought there was going to be. And the violence is quite high. Like the torture that happens in episode one is like, is it one or two? Anyway, it doesn't matter. One of the first two episodes, you're like, oh gosh, most of it's off camera, but like they don't really leave much to the imagination of what is happening to the poor dude that's being tortured.
Yep.
So, but I do like that. Like, so one of the main plot lines is the Revenger people. They kidnap this dude who turns out to be an assassin. He's the newbie assassin who's bad at his job, and they're about to torture him. And they take off the gag, and they're like, "I got to ask this one question. Where's your other two buddies? Because we need to do the same thing to them." And he's like, I'm not, no, you got the wrong guy. It's not me. My business card's in my pocket. And they pull it out and they're like, oh, he's telling the truth. No, no hurt feelings, buddy. And like, I'll give you a discount next time you need someone that needs avenging. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, they're so business. Like, it's not even, it's just not even.
It's just the world. Yeah.
It's just the world. I think if I was to put a tagline for this show, it would be like, nothing personal. It's just business. That's literally how I feel about every interaction, except for Lynn, which is a whole plot line, because it does get personal for Lynn. But that's like how every interaction is. All the assassins, all the torturers, all the investigators, they're all just like, sorry, dude, just business. Like, even a major plot point at the end where one of the main brokers, he's a ramen owner. He owns a ramen shop. He goes up to Bamba and he's like, yeah, so I just got a call for our main assassin dude who kills assassins to come kill you. Should I pass this up? Nothing personal. I like you, so I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, actually call an audible here, which is very rare, it seems. Very, very rare, based on his interaction with Bamba. So I just love how this world interacts. It's like, yeah, this is this seedy, crappy underworld, but they, you know, they act like this is the most normal thing in the world. So that's me.
Cool, cool.
What about you?
Oh, I thought you would never ask. I also like the business side of it, how it's very, yeah, like you said, it's all about numbers and clients and all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting. I mean, I would hate to live in a town like that, but to watch it, it's fine. You know what I really love? I love the mystery of the hitman killer, the opportunistic samurai. I love that no one's seen his face, and then the one character that has got his eye like gouged out. But
yep, that was his backstory.
Yeah, it was. I love that. I really, my predictions are he's coming back for sure, but we'll get into that later.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And I love the Avengers team so far. I love that. The moment I knew I loved it was when the guy punches Lynn in the face and he's like, hey, that's it. I just got paid for this. Remember that guy you punched in the face? Yeah, that's all I had to do. It just like leaves.
I just showed up to punch you.
Yeah. I like that guy. Even though he's the torturer.
He literally backs away. Yeah, he backs away like with his hands up. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't want to fight. I don't get paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, and the show makes me want to see these bad guys lose. And that's what makes me really interested. So, and engaged. I want to see Lynn win. Or at least take out these bad guys.
So, with that, I want to ask some predictions.
Ooh,
who do you think is going to die in the show? Of our main, you know, main cast of characters.
Who's our main cast?
So any major villains and any character that we've been introduced to that has a role.
Okay.
Sense? Where it's like, yes, like this is a side character, but they tap into the plot in a specific way.
Okay. I think Mob Boss will die. I agree. I think Eye Patch is going to die.
I agree with that as well.
Actually, I think Tech Kid is going to die.
Okay, so Mushroom Informant Tech Kid. Yes. A bowl cut, so they call him a mushroom head. So you think the informant is going to die?
Correct. I think he's going to get too deep into somebody's business, and he will not make it.
I don't think he's gonna die, so I'm gonna diverge from you on that.
Okay, I'm taking a risk on that one, but I think if they're gonna kill someone off, it's gonna be him. And for that, Mayor's Son, it's definitely gonna get killed.
Yeah, I think Mayor's Son will die. I do not think the mayor will die. I don't think the female bodyguard will die either.
I don't think so either. I kind of want her to, but I don't think she will.
I think Eye Patch will die and she will not.
Yep. And I don't think the Bomber Kid will. The one that's playing with bombs all the time.
That's one I do want him to die.
I think he's too that likable.
Yeah.
That was in quotes, you know, where he's like, hey, I'm doing things, but I'm joking about it. And, you know, I can play around with characters. So I think he's one of those guys that's not going to die.
So I think that Bamba and Lin will not die. But ooh. I do think Bamba will almost die.
Yeah?
I think
what's the
Bamba
scenario?
Will be... Scenario is there's a fight involving Bamba and Lin. I don't know who else, but it's going to be that classic trope of like Lin hates this dude, you know, air quotes, hates this dude. And like Bamba's super like casual, cool dude, suave. And he's always like, you need friends, you need friends, you need friends. And then he's almost going to die. And Lin's going to be like, crap, he was right. I need him. He's an actual friend. I've never had a friend. But he's going to live. And then they're going to be friends and be a team.
Okay. All right. You know I think mean? They're also going
to... I don't know at what point that'll happen. I don't know if it's the last fight and then he lives in the last, you know, it's the last scenes and it's like, oh, yay, buddy again. Or if it's like earlier on and then they fight the bad guy. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think I'm in complete agreement with you. I think they're going to, not the bomb is going to get, you know, a mortal wound, but survive it. I think they're going to put their differences aside and be a team, like a detective team at the end of the show.
Most definitely, yes.
Like that's where this is going. Now, whether Lin is going to still be in girls' clothes, I don't know for sure about that. Possibly, probably.
I think so. That's a main part of his
shtick.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with him being a hitman. I think he just cross-dresses. Right? Did it give a motive?
It gave that. I always, when I first,
it just says
I watched
it
twice.
He said he likes how the clothes look. That's what he
yeah.
said.
He says, they look good on me. I don't wear these because fighting in high heels is easy.
Right.
So that makes it seem
like
he's,
do it because
he chooses. He chooses to wear it. And I don't know if it's for disguising as a hitman or if it's just a character.
He just likes the clothes.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. So there's some leeway there. I think he just is a crossdresser. I don't think it has specifically like I'm a hitman and I'm dressing up to disguise myself.
Right, because he doesn't act feminine. He talks in his normal male voice and he keeps saying,
always.
I'm a guy. Like,
yeah, he always corrects people.
Stuff. So
he always
yeah, I don't
corrects
know.
People and he always corrects. Yeah. So anyway, I think so. I think he'll stay. I think that's
I think
his
so
character.
Too. I think so too.
Now
here's a question for you, Chad.
Wait, I think Punch Man is going to die.
Which one? The one who did the punching or the guy that got punched by Lin?
No, not the guy we meet, not the pickpocket that we meet.
Oh, okay.
The guy who punched Lin that we like.
Oh, don't say it. Cool. So I like the guy.
I know that's the thing. Like he's a likable side character. He's the exact right character that would be like, give his life for the cause, and you're like, no,
I think he'll give
him.
His life for the job and not for the cause.
Yes, yeah, it's not a cause, but he will do his job to perfection, and that will lead to his death.
Okay, because I think I agree with you. I didn't say anything about that, but the evidence of that is I don't want it to happen. The evidence of that is when he punches Lin, he gets a punch on him, but he gets cut up twice. His forearm and his side, Lin gets some strikes, and he doesn't retaliate. He just like, hey, my job was to punch you. I'm not going to fight you back, even though you just stabbed me twice or sliced me twice. So I think, I think you're right. I think he will die on the job because he's a professional.
It's unfortunate.
It's sad.
I do like his character. The barkeep at Bar Babylon, who's in charge of the Avenger crew, he's not gonna die. Neither is his sidekick, the little girl. I don't think the doctor will die. I think he's just a classic side character who gets inserted every so often. The guy, plastic surgeon dude. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, characters that I think won't do much.
The doctor.
The doctor. He'll have some lines. He'll heal people that need to be healed. That'll get the plot moving again. But I don't think he's going to be a major player. And that goes for the detective.
I predict he may have one more showing in this show, if any. That's my prediction.
Oh, really?
Character, in my opinion. In three episodes, he got one showing. I just don't think he's going to get a showing again. And if he does, it's going to be one time.
Okay.
One max.
There you go. Make sure you write that down. I feel like the detective will be the same way. Bamba's friend.
The one that was joking
with
Lynn.
I think he'll do a nice bust at the end where he'll arrest the mayor or something, which I think is going to happen. The mayor is going to get arrested, and I think he's going to be the one to do it. But
And get disgraced and run out of his reelection. That's a good prediction. Yes. Yeah, I think that's true too.
I feel like he will be a good informant for Bamba, like giving him information about stuff, and he'll be useful, but he's not going to be a character we latch onto or we follow. We're not going to follow. Right. He's not going to get his own episode. So I don't think the doctor, the detective, and the ramen dealer, the guy, the hitman manager.
Oh,
he'll live. I don't think he's going to do anything outside of his character. He's going to serve ramen, and he's going to continue on with his management of some hitman.
Now, here's the most mystery character. What do you think is going to happen with the hitman assassin?
Oh, I think he's going to show up. I don't think he's going to go after Bamba or Lynn.
No.
Because the guy was explaining he costs a lot of money and he's very selective in the people he's going to kill. So I don't think he's going to go after those two. I do think he's going to be the one that kills Eyepatch.
Yes.
He's going to finish the job. Like, he wasn't was he a hitman at the time? Or because he was looking through a sniper rifle.
Yeah, so he was a hitman on his own. And he saw the assassin killer, got scared, and went to work for the mayor for more protection.
Yeah. So I think
eye patch, that is.
Yeah. I think the opportunistic samurai is coming back to get him.
I do think that he's going to show up. I think this is how it'll happen. He's going to show up at a situation where eye patch is already there. He's not going to show up for eye patch. Eye patch is going to see him. And then he's going to get killed by the samurai. Because he's going to try to take out the samurai, and the samurai is going to be too powerful.
Yes, I hope that's even if that's the only thing this mystery samurai does, I'm going to be like, that's great.
Yeah,
because I love this.
Characters like this don't always do a ton.
No, they don't. It's the looming threat that they provide. Like, is this guy real? Like, is he real? Is he as skilled as they say? And like, our eye patch guy has proven that he is real. And that, he threw a little dagger through the scope of a sniper rifle that's five stories up.
Yep.
And took out his eye. Like, that's sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
So he is skilled and he is real.
Okay. So neither of us feel like he's going to be a major character, but he will come back in the last third. So we're going to make it through another 20. We're going to make it through another 50% of the show before he comes out.
I think he shows up twice, two more times. Yes.
So somewhere in the middle game and then at the end game.
Yep.
Show up.
Not even at the final end. Unless it's like
in the middle. You think the middle game will be like them catching sight of him, like Lynn and Bamba, and then him like disappearing into the shadows. You know what I mean? Like them seeing him on a job. And they're like, oh, it's them. And then he disappears.
No.
Into some tropes here. We're really trying to digest this via tropes, basically.
Right. Yeah. What was my thought process for the middle? I'm trying to think. Oh, he's going to be involved with the killing of the mayor's son, I think.
Yes. That is a great way for him to be involved. He kills the mayor's son,
which will make Lynn,
they see him happen, do it.
Yeah. And that will make Lynn go through some sort of downward spiral because he wasn't the one that killed his sister's murderer.
I was going to get to this. He leaves Bamba at this point. He has a spiral. And he's like, I don't need you. I'm done with this. I don't need this stupid team. And Bamba's like, you do, you're gonna die. You know, classic Bamba that we've seen.
My like, boss is still better. Alive.
Right. The mob is gonna kill you, and he's like, no, I can do it on my own. I never need you from the beginning. This is stupid. And wow, now that you're saying this, this is very compelling. Because how the cliffhanger ends is Lin is in a suitcase trying to trap the mayor's son, but he's being led into a trap. And I think that now that we're saying this, this is going to be some configuration of Lin getting sprung into a trap, but still getting out of it because the samurai shows up and kills the people that are trying to kill him. He gets out of the deal, but then he spirals, leaves Bamba, comes back to Bamba, and then they go and kill the mob boss at the end.
Yeah, there you go. But dude, I think you're right. I think there are...
Nailed this show. I can't wait.
I think there are more higher-ups. I do think you're right. There are more higher-ups in the mob area that we're going to see. Like, there was a... like
yeah, because we've seen the boss. We've seen one picture of him.
Yeah, the guy from China.
I don't think he's going to die. He's not going to die, by the way.
The big boss?
Yeah, the big boss.
A bigger boss.
I think they will get involved, but I think it's going to be limited to the mob boss that we've seen being the one that dies.
Okay. No, I think that one for sure. Yeah.
It's just too few episodes to get too complicated.
Yeah, there's no way that a giant organization is going to crash in these episodes.
No, the Chinese ex-Yakuza thing, that could crash because that's like a local boss.
Yeah,
but the international side of things is not gonna crash. If anything, right. It'll be the classic like we're pulling out of this and leaving you to die situation where he's like, no, you're supposed to kill these people, and then they leave, and then the mob boss that we know gets killed by Lin and stuff. This is fun. I like this. So we've got a middle and we've got an end. Is there any other details you want to try to fill in? The more specific we get, the more wrong we could be, but it's right. Fun.
That's fine. I feel like we're going to be wrong about a lot of it, but I don't care. I feel like once another plan of the mob boss fails, which I think this suitcase, Lin in the suitcase plan is going to fail. He's going to hire that white-haired guy from the beginning of the episode that was one of Saito's colleagues. Remember as Saito's leaving his old office to go to the town? The kid that gets framed.
Yeah.
There's that one guy that's like, I can't believe you're sending me out of these stupid jobs where I'm just cleaning things up. And then he's like, whoa, that guy's intense. You know, he's like
in the intro. He's got a mask on.
He's definitely in the intro. He's in the intro for sure. That's why I'm saying he's going to get involved.
Yeah.
So he's going to be hired. He's going to be hired to take out the Bamba's group and Lin and Bamba. And I don't know if Saito will be there, but he's going to have to go and fight them. And he's going to be a lot more skilled. Some
conflict with Saito.
Yeah. He's going to be a lot more skilled than anything they faced, I think, because he's this hotshot assassin at that old place.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a side plot going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I see it. He's got to get involved somehow. He's in the intro song. Is there anything else we're missing from the intro song?
I feel like we are.
I feel like we are too.
Because there's, I can't think of who it is. There's two shots at the end of the song that shows the different, like, here are the bad guys, here are the good guys.
Yeah, there's a scroll up of the bad guys that we see.
And that's a bunch of
people with big guns that they're going to have to fight. All those people. Because you don't show people you don't plan on killing like that. but the end shot, I don't think white-haired dude is in that. He's always by himself.
No, white-haired dude is not with the good guys.
No, definitely
I already
not.
Saw that.
He's not a straight bad guy, though.
We don't know that. He's a professional, but we don't know his character. He might be pretty wicked.
Wicked.
He could be a wicked hitman. Most of these are pretty bad.
It's true. They are pretty bad. I mean, they're hitmen.
So here's.
Sorry to judge you if you're a hitman.
Yeah, I know. Don't come for us, please. So here's a question for you. It ties into the white-haired guy. Saito, the kid that works for a hitman group but's never killed anybody, who's now framed for the murder of Lin's sister, is he going to murder somebody by the end of the show, or will his record be unstained?
No, he'll definitely have to murder someone.
You think so?
I do predict that he will be put in a position, because this is what has happened. He has interviewed with the assassin company, given them a story about how he almost killed someone, and they have mistakenly, supposedly, taken that to be killer instinct. And so my guess is he does have some sort of killer instinct that is pre-suppressed. I'm not saying he's a like savant assassin, like he's the best, but I do think that he's going to do something where it's like, oh, holy crap, you actually killed somebody when it came down to it. But it's going to be more in the vein of like protecting someone that he's on a team with. You know what I mean? Not like the I'm evil and I just murder someone. But he's going to be put in a situation where if he doesn't kill someone, someone he does care about, I don't know to what degree, is going to die. And he does kill the person. That's a threat.
Okay.
That's my final answer. Ding.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to change my answer because I don't want the same one as yours. Because I thought...
Was that the same answer? I thought
he was going to be the one to kill the white-haired guy, the white-haired assassin, to be his first kill.
That's different. But it's not, I didn't say that.
I know, but it's not going to be... like. But it's the same way you said. It's not killer instinct. I don't think he has that. I think it's more of a defensive thing. He'll be defending himself or another person.
Protective instinct.
But now I'm going to change it. Now I'm going to say he's this innocent kid that got in the wrong job because he thought maybe he could be a part of it. And he's going to end the show never killing anybody and realizing, oh, maybe I'm not the hitman. Maybe I should go back to playing baseball.
If he goes back to playing baseball, that would be hilarious to me.
Yeah. So that'll be my new answer. He doesn't kill anybody and he goes back to play baseball at the end.
Colb, I'm going to give you one chance because this is a tight game here. It's okay to have the same prediction. I don't want you to lose points just because you're trying to be different.
No, I'm changing it. This kid's not going to kill anybody. And he's going to play some baseball at the end. He'll be a star pitcher for Japan.
I'm going to give that bonus points if you get that right. We're just going to go with if you...
I'll just win.
Yeah, that right, you've won. That he becomes a star pitcher for Japan. Although in anime, that is not out of the question where we get a closing shot, a montage of him, final credit. He's playing freaking baseball and like pitching like shutout games. That, to be honest, you may win.
Because I think it's going to happen.
Honestly, freaking happen where he's pro baseball player. Because there's this whole stupid, now you've got me questioning it. There's this whole stupid side plot where he's like, and I've yet to throw a baseball since. Mm-hmm. I can't throw baseballs. And you're like, come on, man. Just throw the freaking baseball. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do that.
Evidently, it is.
To throw a ball?
Hmm. Yep.
All right.
Wow, we've got some pretty good...
Some are detailed. Like,
some pretty detailed predictions here. I'm going to listen to this. I'm tempted to like shut us down because I'm like, okay, this is a lot of listening and writing, but I'm not going to do that. But I will go back and listen, and I'm basically going to, when I get to a prediction, I'm going to write down as much detail as possible. And then as we watch the show, do you want me, because so I think I'm going to tell you as we watch, like when a prediction gets ruined, because I'm already going to know. I'm going to be keeping track. So it'd be more fun if I give you the list and then we keep track and we see as we watch it. We'll just try to watch it at the same time and then we'll talk about it.
Yes, I think you should give me the list and because we all grade our own papers differently.
It's very true. You know,
that's how our
rankings are all very different.
Yep. So I think we'll have each other's papers. We'll score both, you know, our own predictions and the other's predictions.
Yeah, I'll have a paper of your predictions and you have a paper of mine. And then you're watching for my predictions and I'm watching for yours.
Okay. I'm fair with that. I'm fine with that.
That way you don't specifically remember what you wrote and my memory is terrible. So I won't remember what I wrote as long as we, you know, wait at least a day, and then I'll forget it all.
There you go, people. That's what we're going to do.
Kind of a joke, but not really. That would be more fun because we're watching for the sake of seeing how many the other person gets wrong.
Yes.
I mean, that's how we win.
Yeah. And I don't know how this, we could be going so mainstream that we, like, the show could just go off in some nuts road down, like, some side trail that we've never even thought of.
This didn't necessarily contribute consciously, maybe subconsciously, to my predictions in the slightest. But now that you've said that, I'm going to give you something on my anime list, which is where I read the synopsis from. It's rated at a 7.57. That's pretty average. That means it's good. People enjoyed it, but it is not groundbreaking as far as the rating goes on that show. So I'm going to give that to you because I've seen that. It's not like I intentionally sought it out as information, but I did see it. And I know what it means, that the average anime watcher on the site says, yeah, I like this show. It's between an 8 and 9. I mean, sorry, a 7 and an 8, which to me does not speak of groundbreaking plot shifting stuff, but it does speak of a solid mainstream plot, which is what we've picked. So I'm just going to put that out there, that that's my critique of like, how they rate things typically. I would say you're probably safer with what we've been predicting than not. So that's my prediction about.
Well, you say that. You say that. I didn't cheat like Chest over here looking up stuff on myanimelist.com.
I didn't cheat.
But the one event in the show that really made me rethink things was the death of Ivan or Igor or whatever that big Russian guy's name was.
Yeah, he did die.
He died pretty early, and I was like, because throughout the whole show, he's kind of like he's part of the mayor's entourage guys, and he doesn't like what's going on. He's got these grumpy faces about what the mayor's son is doing. So I'm like, ooh, this guy's going to rebel, or he's going to stand up for you know, foreigners, because he's half Russian. But then he gets shot by Lin immediately. I'm like, oh, he's dead. All of my predictions are just now out the window. So I feel like they could really just, you know, quickly ruin all of our predictions with one character's death. What if Bamba dies in episode 7?
No, I mean, they definitely could ruin all of our predictions. Most of them.
Oh, I'm sure they will. There's no way we got more than 10% of our things right.
Oh, I think there's a chance for that. I think we could get more than 10%.
I'm just putting all my eggs in that baseball basket.
You did. I mean, there's no backing down from that. It's on the air. So unless he plays baseball at the end, you lose and I win. I don't know when it turned into a competition, but it did.
Negative points?
Yeah, you get negative points.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
So to give you perspective, Jorin on the site is rated at a 6, pretty flatly at a 6.
Oh, that's high.
And a lot, well, it is, but a lot of the reviews, which are people that really take the time to care, are pretty negative, like 4s, 3s. Not, they'll say, like, I don't recommend this show. So they're pretty negative on the show. And then the average anime watcher has rated it a 6. So that even speaks even more to me that Ramen's is very mainstream if it's a 7.57.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if people are willing to give high enough numbers to Jorin to bring the average up to a 6, and Jorin was terrible, then this show is probably not that bad, but it's not like groundbreaking.
Okay. Or,
you know what? What?
Or it's so good, or has such a crazy twist at the end that the audience loved it and they gave it 10s, and then other people hated it and they gave it 2s, and then that averages out to the 7.
You know, that is entirely possible.
It's very possible.
Also, for,
and I'm hoping for that
context, because I'm getting these vibes from the show, and all I mean by that is, like, it's taking me in unexpected places. Moriarty is rated at 8.17. So does that give you some perspective?
Okay.
That was part one, actually. Part two of Moriarty is rated at 8.27. So actually 0.10.
Part
higher.
Two is higher? Yeah, ew, part I two is higher. That. Do not agree.
Just giving you some perspective on how the rating systems work. Right, so no, I really think mainstream is probably the way to go with our predictions, which we have. So it's good. Well, we could hypothesize, we could go on and on, but I think we've had a pretty solid, like, here's where we think it's going, and this episode won't release, and then we'll record way later and release the second one, folks, for you listening. There will be a recorded part two that we'll release at a scheduled time apart from this one. It probably won't be back-to-back. Sorry to disappoint you, but we will definitely record part two before we release part one so that we have a complete package to send out into the world. Colby, you have something to say.
You know, fans of our show, if you have time to watch a 20 minute episode, you know, 20 minutes per episode, 12 episode show, do it. Watch it with us and then laugh at how terribly wrong we are when we're wrong and rejoice with us when we're right.
This is a little more mature show. So take that into account you're watching it.
That's
don't
a good
watch
point.
It if you're a child.
I agree with that.
Yep. The disc.
But for you adult listeners, watch it with us. Make this an interactive thing.
Yep.
I don't think anybody's gonna do that, but please try.
Yeah, I know. Right now on the show, on our schedule, there's space to do that, listeners, because I'm probably going to release this one and then put a whole nother show in between the next one as a filler. So you pretty much will have a guaranteed like 6 weeks to watch it.
That's plenty, so plenty of time. Two episodes per week.
Yep.
It's not plenty hard to time. Do.
I'll even put the name of the show in the description of this filler so that you can search for it. Maybe you know, even a link.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to cap it off at about an hour here, folks. I think we've said what we need to say. You think so, Cole?
And probably more than we should have.
Probably more than we should have. We're just having too much fun. But we will. We'll be back. Like I said, complete package of a release. We're not going to leave you hanging and record this a year and a half later. So it will come out pretty close together. And if you can join us, join us. I'll even throw some interactive questions up for you on Spotify there. And you can submit your predictions if you want to. I'll say, there you go. That's what I'll ask. I'll say, do you have any predictions for where the show will go? Watch the first three episodes and tell us your predictions. And we'll see you next time. I don't know what show's coming next, but go watch that. Go listen to that. And then come back for the part two of this filler here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys
love
guys
having
start having kids,
children, dads,
and
so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.